Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klamim Hey Simon Aleph. So the Chayyadim continues and he says, "Midas Chasidus Shiiten L'Tanagarlim Lechol Lo Yisvach Hamash Yimsu B'Bashpatos B'Chin Chasul Shemigala B'Beisay." A person has chickens and they tend to peck around in the what they can find in the garbage heaps, in the ground, etc. So they have what to eat. A chasul, the cat, has mice that it can capture. So it has what to eat. So, Mikra Din, the Chayadim says, V'nesati eise besodra livimtecho v'yochalto. So as long as there is eise besodra livimtecho, then v'yochalto, you could eat. So over here we have an animal who has the ability to get its food. And there's no need for this animal, for you to feed the animal. But the Chayyadim says, even so, to me, it's chasidus to do that. You can't be confident for sure that the animal is going to be able to find what it needs and what it wants at that moment. So even though over the course of the day it will find food, but you are feed it before you eat. You can't be confident that it's going to be able to find food before you eat. So if we're going to imakdim the chil of the animal to the chil of the person, or at least the presentation of the food to the animal before the person, so in this case as well, the person should do so. The chayyadim does see that as not as a chi of gomer, but as a midas chasidus, it's taking this concept which the Torah wrote of feeding the animal first, beyond the simple pshat, into this extraordinary case where Mikra Din Yerpot. Okay. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says, "Vaser l'tzayir balichayim." There's an issur in the Torah to cause pain or allow pain to balichayim, to animals or living beings. So you should not see that the animal is being noiful. You should help the person unload or load as necessary. So this is based on the concept of Sarbar L'chaim. So here again, we pointed out that this is not a case where you're actively causing pain to the animal. That's a separate conversation. But this is a case where the person would be potentially standing by and not helping prevent pain from the animal. And the Torah is telling us that you may not do that. You have a chiyuv to step in and help relieve the animal from its pain. So kal vachomer, obviously you cannot cause pain to the animal. Okay, so now the Chayyadim moves into the next point. We'll just maybe touch on today and continue in the following shir. Are there any cases where Tzarbar L'chaim is going to be permitted? So I want to ride on the back of an animal. Arguably that there's Tzarbar L'chaim involved in that. And I would prefer not to have somebody on its back, that's weighed on his back. Animal is being used as a pack animal. Animal is pulling a plow. We shecht animals. We do many things with animals, which do not seem to fit with this concept of Tzarbar L'chaim. Mikol mokom kol davar shetzarach letzarchi b'nei adam mutter. In conjunction with, on the one hand, the din of Tzarbar L'chaim, we have on the other hand that a human being is allowed to use an animal, even if there will be potential tzar involved in it, or even if he's causing the tzar. But if it's tzarech from tzarech b'nei adam, it's going to be mutter. Now the language of the Chayyadim is interesting. He uses the language of tzarech mitzarech b'nei adam. There's a need to do it for the needs of a human being. In other words, he's only allowing this for the needs of a person. But something which would be considered something of a luxury, he would not seem to be mutter this for the purposes of Tzarbar L'chaim for that purpose. It's only something which is Tzarchim and Yodim. Now, how you define Tzarchim and Yodim might be a fairly broad a conversation. So there are certain cases which we understand the person needs the animal to plow the field, otherwise he won't have food. So that's arguably a tzarech b'nei adam, according to everybody. The person wants to make money, is that called tzarech b'nei adam? That's just a tainug, that's just a benefit, a luxury. So how do we deal with that? So we will talk about that in tomorrow's shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.